الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. One great ibadat and a very great ibadat which Allah has given all of us is the ibadat of dua. And it is very necessary to use this, to make this ibadat, and it is a great defense for us. It is a great weapon that Allah has given us, and Allah Ta'ala has given it to each and every person. Even if a person hasn't got hands to lift up, still also that person also has got this great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala of making dua to Allah Ta'ala. And in our daily program, we should allocate time of making dua. One is, we all make dua after farz namaz. And after the farz, the zuhr, maghrib, and isha, their short dua should be made by the imam also. During those namazes, after which there is sunnat-e-mu'akkada, so there in those namazes, short dua should be made. But there also, we have been taught in the Quran Sharif also, the hadith, what are called jami', concise duas. That is, little words, but full of meaning. Like, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنْ عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Many duas like that, so short duas. After Fajr, after Asr, where there is no sunnat-e-mu'akkada after the namaz, no sunnat, then there we should make a but lengthy dua. The imam also, not very long also. And then every individual is left to his own, he can make duas. So dua at that time also, it shouldn't be just like a customary thing. But duas after faraid are readily accepted. So though the time is little that time, but we should make duas also. Then du'as between adhan and iqamah. Those du'as, it comes in the hadith sharif, they are not refused. Those du'as are accepted 100%. So we should try. And if Allah give us tawfiq, we should try. We make our sunnah as soon as the adhan is finished. Then we have got time for du'a also that time. So that time so du'as are also accepted. Then before sunset, du'as also it has come, between Asr and Maghrib, close to sunset. And then tahajjud time is known for du'as. And du'as, especially those of us who are engaged in our islah and we have made contact with buzurgs, then whatever du'a kitab has been prescribed, munajat-e-maqbool or any other du'a kitab, we should read those du'as also. And we usually say read du'as, but actually du'as are to be made. And also for du'as, a person needs strength in his body. Du'a is not like just a rattling of some words or something, but our heart, our mind, our soul must be in the du'a. Two people I have seen, there are plenty like that, but we haven't seen, but who I have seen in du'a, and how they engage in du'as. One was Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and one was Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahumullah, our Mashayikh. When they made du'as, the whole body used to move, like a child crying, and the whole body shaking, and begging of Allah Ta'ala. So that kafiyat of du'a also we should try and bring within us. This is also one part of our deen. To make du'as also, and then to make du'as as is required. And when a person makes du'as like that to Allah Ta'ala, then those are the du'as that are really accepted. When a person devotes himself like that, Allah give us all tawfiq, we are generally quite far from it. They are, mashallah, those people whom Allah has blessed with that. So for that, a person needs strength also. When a person is sleepy and is making du'a, then that also, there isn't that du'a what is. A person's mind is confused and is thinking of a lot of things, then also that du'a. But when a person has got his full concentration And like tahajjud time, a person slept, when he gets up his mind is fresh, and that time he can engage in du'as. And we should in fact make du'a also, that Allah makes us to make du'a properly. And this du'a, so one is our kitab we read, munajat-e maqbool. And those of us who are not alim, we should try and see the translation also. And according to that, so that will take, one manzil takes about 7-8 minutes more or less. So that time we should allocate for du'as. And besides that, other du'as also that we have, we should try and allocate time for du'as also. Whichever time, the tahajjud time if we can. For example, we are making our namazes also. And in namazes also, in nafal namaz, tahajjud, we can make du'a in the nafal namaz. So, and that du'a is also very accepted. And when a person is sajda, is the closest to Allah Ta'ala. So those du'as are also readily accepted. Any special du'as we have. But there it has to be in the Arabic language. And we make du'as that which are permitted. We should speak to the ulama that which are the du'as in namaz that we can make. And out of namaz, then we can make in our own language also, whichever language we want to. So du'a is a great, great weapon and a great, great defense Allah Ta'ala has given us. And du'a has got great power in it. For example, a person who is born blind, normally, medically, that person doesn't see again, he can't see. But look, Imam Bukhari Rahmatullah Ali was born blind. But the du'as of his mother, that he got his eyesight back, and not only his eyesight, he showed the people of the world their ways. And not only for dunya, but he showed the road to akhirat also. And till today, mashallah, the kitab of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi is so accepted by Allah Ta'ala that across the world it is taught. And people, it is their honor to be able to learn Bukhari Sharif, to teach Bukhari Sharif, any khidmat of Bukhari Sharif, and that was all the du'as of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi's mother. So du'as are very, very powerful. And like how she had made du'as, Allah only knows what sincerity, how she must have cried for her child, but Allah Ta'ala showed the miracle for the world to see. And when Bukhari Sharif is taught, the khatam of Bukhari Sharif takes place, people attend that occasion, and all that was the du'as of that one lady. Today also we don't know where, in which part of the world, Bukhara, where is it? Far away from Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, Imam Bukhari Rahmatullah Ali was there, and there his mother. Today also we don't know which part of the world, some woman making du'a, some person making du'a, and she wasn't an alima also. Doesn't have to be an alim. We don't know who makes du'a and what du'a Allah Ta'ala accepts. When Darul Uloom Deoband was established, and the ulama who were the murids of Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, they wrote to him that we have started this madrasa. So he said, that was the crying of my night at the Kaaba Sharif. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali is the Shaykh of great, great ulama. But he wasn't an alim as such, who graduated from a Darul Uloom. But what uloom Allah Ta'ala had given him, what ma'arif Allah had given him, and holding the khilaf of Kaaba Sharif, what du'as he made. And India at that time was in between things, that it could have become another Spain again. Where in Spain and Masjid of Qurtuba, which is a famous masjid, where you can't, at one stage, you are not allowed to enter there with a topi. Its masjid is so big that there are so many churches, cathedrals that they have made now in the masjid. Different were all cathedrals. And this is what bleeds a Muslim, that where we were and what happened to us. So people were not allowed to enter with a topi. Now they do enter, allow a topi, but no namaz is allowed there. You can't make sajda there. You are not allowed any namaz there. So India would have become another Spain. at that time, when the British were there and the evil intentions they had to make all Christians there and take them out of religion, deen. So the ulama were greatly concerned how to protect Islam in India. So then they were inspired for establishing Darul Uloom Deoband. So this also was the dua of Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali. So that dua, it showed out in a different form. And it showed in the form of the protection for the Muslims' iman in India. Similarly, we find that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what an enemy of Islam he was at one time. He went with his naked sword to take the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But the night's dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Ya Allah, one of the true Umars, may bring them and give them into Islam. And then when he came, he accepted Islam. A person who was, so today also, we don't know how the duas can change conditions. And at all times we should use this great power of dua. And especially during these days now, more we should devote ourselves to duas, and not customary ritual duas, but duas that have, that we put our heart and soul into the dua. Allah give us tawfiq, and as much as we can. And Allah is so merciful that in duas we should be crying to Allah. But Allah said, if you can't cry, just make the face of a crying person. Allah is so merciful. Allah knows everything. And Allah Himself is saying, and Allah knows you're not crying. Allah says, just pretend you are crying. And Allah is prepared to accept that also. I will accept it that you are crying. So that much we all can do, to try and make that we are like crying. And Allah accepts that also. How merciful, how kind is not Allah Ta'ala. And when we will do that, then inshallah, crying of tear drop or two will come out. And there are people, mashallah, who Allah blesses them. When they make du'as, the tears just flow. And then they are so engaged with Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq also. So this dua is a very, very great thing. And dua is such a thing, begging from Allah Ta'ala and taking from the unlimited treasures of Allah Ta'ala. Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah Ali, he explained that when a person lifts his hands to make dua, then it is like the whole world is under his hands. He has got now, what we will say, the world is in your hands now. Now just take what you want to from Allah Ta'ala. The minute we have lifted our hands, this is a begging bowl in front of Allah. Every beggar has got a bowl with which he goes out and he begs. You put something into his bowl. Allah gave us our begging bowl. And as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, that usually most of the beggars are professional beggars. So they start their work at about 9 o'clock till 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever. Then they go home, count their money, what were the takings of the day, etc. And they make a lot of money also. That's a different story also. But anyway, they've got this begging bowl of theirs. And Allah Ta'ala said for us, Ya ayyuhan nas, all of people, everyone, not only Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhan nas, Antumul fuqara ila Allah. All of you together, you are faqirs, you are beggars in the court of Allah Ta'ala. It can be the richest man, it can be a man with all the power in the world, the whole world is in his control, but all of us, we are beggars of Allah Ta'ala. So we also needed our begging bowl. So Allah Ta'ala, that beggar, Hazrat says, he puts his begging bowl on the shelf at night, in the cupboard, wherever, tomorrow I'll take it, I'll go back to beg again. Our begging bowl is with us. And Hazrat explains so beautifully that, for example, middle of the night, the dog is barking, or bed bugs are biting us, mosquitoes are biting us, or any other some noise takes place, we wake up. The Hazrat says, actually, it is that Allah Ta'ala is saying, I'm remembering you. You are sleeping. So Allah sent His alarm clocks for us to buzz and to wake us up. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah alayh, when the mosquitoes used to bite him, he should say, this is the alarm clock of Allah to wake me up. When a person is really tired and he sleeps tight, then mosquito bites, bed bugs also don't disturb him. But when your actual need of your body of sleep is finished, now you start feeling it. So these people, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, never slept with his legs stretched out. He just pulled his legs up and he used to, whatever little sleep he used to get. We are very far from it, and this is just for inspiration for us, what little bit we can do, that we also try and do. So these people, they used to devote themselves. So when we hear some noise or anything and we are awoken, Allah is thinking of us, our share state, you also now think of Allah. If you haven't got the courage to go and make wuzu, two rakats of tahajjud namaz, then at least make dua. You haven't got the himmat of making wudu also, set up in your bed. And your begging bowl is with you. Just put your two hands together and you've got your bowl. Allah is waking you up because He wants to give you. So you take from Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq, and now in Ramadan, what better occasion. We all get up for sehri. For that we won't say, I'm too sleepy. For dua, for tahajjud, my eyes didn't open. But for sehri, our eyes open. So just get up 15 minutes earlier, half an hour earlier, whatever. Usually many of us also, last 15 minutes we wake up, last half an hour we wake up. Just make it for our sehri. But a little bit more, and we can make it for our tahajjud. And Allah give us tawfiq that we read our tahajjud, and how much time we spend in tahajjud. Try and spend so much time in du'as also. And then we beg of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Also Allah ta'ala is so merciful and so kind that when we lift our hands, we will see in the palms of our hands the number 81 and 18 is written there. Every person, Muslim and non-Muslim. Ulama have explained, you add the two is the 99 names of Allah ta'ala. So Allah has put, so to say, all what you need is with Allah ta'ala in the Asma'ul Husna. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that the 99 names, and Allah's names are more. These are which have come in one hadith. 99 names in one hadith, one place. But Allah's names are much more also. And there are names of Allah which Allah will inspire. For example, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam on the day of Qiyamah, which are not known to anyone. At that time, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will make dua to Allah. So Allah's names also are unlimited. Allah is unlimited. His names are also unlimited. But this 99 names which are famous, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, it's like a keyboard that Allah has given. So whichever key you're going to press, that will come on the screen. And so just like that, like you press one key and it's connected with a certain light, that light goes on. It is connected with a certain door. The door will open or close. So all this 99, the names of Allah, whichever one you are going to press, that quality will manifest on that person. For example, a person reads Ya Shafi, the one who gives Shifa, then Allah's power and quality of Shifa will be directed towards him. Ya Mughni, the one who keeps you independent of others, that you are not dependent. So you have got debts on you, you have got financial problems. You read this, Allah will make you independent. So Allah has given that to every person in His hands. And then also Hazrat explains the correct adab of lifting the hands. Allah give us tawfiq. Usually we don't maintain it when we make dua, but we should try that the two hands shouldn't be together, a little bit separate. And then the fingers also a little bit open. So it's like a real broken bowl. So when Allah sees, if I put a little bit in this bowl, it will fall through also. So I have to give a lot. I have to fill those hands. And of the adab of du'as also, that after making du'a, we wipe the hands on our face. This is an indication that wajadna ma talabna, that what we asked you oh Allah, we got it already. Like people, many people, you give them a gift, they take it, they put it on their eyes, they put it on their head, they kiss it, etc. So what we asked you, this we made, that I've got it already. And Allah is so kareem that my banda says he's got it already. So how can't I give it to him? I have to give it to him. And you have rubbed your hands on the most honorable part of your body, your face. So Allah Ta'ala will give it to you. Also, when tears come out, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that Allah is made haram the fire of Jahannam for the, where the tears came out, when the tears come out, that part of the body. And Hazrat says, if a few tears come out, take them and rub them on your whole face. So Allah will protect the whole face. And Allah's karam and kindness is such that when He will protect the face, He won't only protect the face and let the rest of the body burn. He will protect the whole body also. So when we have the opportunity, such occasions come, tears come out, appreciate them. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say that the tears that come out is a receipt from Allah that your du'as are accepted. Like we make payment for something, we have proof of payment. We have a receipt, this is my proof. So the tears are proof that your du'as are accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. And there are so many things to make du'a. Du'a, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that even if your shoelace breaks, make that or du'a also, ask Allah Ta'ala. We make our little effort, but we have to ask for all our needs of dunya also. And the greater needs are for our deen. Many times we make du'a, but we make du'a for dunya's things. Somebody is ill, somebody has got a financial problem, I've got a problem with the car, my business, anything, we make du'as for that. We should make du'as for that also. But for our deen, for the, to make du'a, to gain the marifat of Allah, the love of Allah, make du'a for our islah, make du'a for the ummah. And the ummah, where we make du'a, where people are in so much of difficulties, as far as food is concerned, as far as shelter is concerned, clothes are concerned. There are so many people who haven't got clothes, who haven't got food, etc. Lot of people, Muslims in the world, other people also. So for that also, but the main cause also of our problems, we are making our people are in difficulty. Allah remove the difficulty. But the cause of this problem is that we are far from deen. The deen is gone out of our lives. Those people who have got deen, by and large, it's also outward deen. It is customary deen. The reality of deen, that we are all so desperately in need of that. So all this, for this du'as are very, where our effort also we should make. And like for dunya, for our rosy, we make effort. And for that rosy, we should make du'a also, that Allah makes our rosy easy for us, gives us halal, halalan, tayyiban, good, pure rosy Allah Ta'ala gives us. And so the du'a also, and then we make the effort, and all the other a'mal also which Allah has given. Yasin Sharif in the morning, Ishraq Damas, for one friend we met, he said that he makes this Ishraq with Pabandi, and then he's a professional person. All his meetings just fall, finish with this meeting, the next one, with the other one, and then namaz time he's free. He gets his time for his namaz. So everything just falls in place. And he says, the day for whatever reason I miss my Ishraq, then the car doesn't want to start. I've got a problem right from there. There's an argument in the house. Problem starts right from there. So our du'as, our a'mal, these are the things that we require in our lives. So generally, the ummah generally, we are unmindful of these things. We should try and do this for the smooth running of our homes, of our lives, in our businesses, in everything. This connection with Allah Ta'ala is absolutely essential. So Allah Ta'ala has given us and given everyone, and free of charge. We don't have to pay anything for it. But again, unfortunately, the same problem, what is free, what is freely available at any time, we don't appreciate it. What if it should have been difficult, Allah made it hard for us, then we think of those things. But, and this is the solution to all our problems. Even then, our amal will come when we do our du'as. Allah will produce everything from this du'as. And du'as are such a thing that you, Allah, 24 hours, 7 days a week, any time, anyhow, Allah is there. He's listening to the du'as. Usually, the government officers, businesses operate 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock till 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever. But Allah's office hours are 24 hours. And when we, so to say, phone Allah, we make contact with to Allah, never will that phone, so to say, be engaged. Allah is there to receive the call whenever we make the call. The whole world together can make all their calls. And it is not that Allah will give diverted attention, or that you get your attention when the next person comes, he will also get his full attention. At the same time, that is our Allah. He will give full attention to everyone, so that phone will never be engaged. Allah Ta'ala hasn't kept a secretary to take the call, and the secretary says, the boss is out now, the boss is in a meeting or something. Never like that. By Allah, if you phone, you'll never get a recorded message that press 1 for English, 2 for Afrikaans, 3 for that language. Whatever language, Allah will understand your language. And even if you haven't, you can't speak, you are dumb. What is in your heart, Allah will listen to that also. And Allah Ta'ala, the best hours are 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock, tahajjud time. Those are the best hours. When the world is sleeping, those are the times, the best times when a person can speak to Allah Ta'ala. And we all have got our personal needs also. We've got the needs of our dunya, of our akhirat also. We've got our needs for our children also. We worried of the future of our children also. We worried of the whole ummah. The real source that we have to go to is the court of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah receives our application. And yeah, if you take a matter to a court, how much of money you have to spend, the lawyers, the preparation, Allah's court at any time. And every person, the poorest person, it isn't his democratic right. Allah has given him his gift, that you can call on me. I'm sending you in dunya, you'll have to spend your life. Dunya's life is a life of tribulations and imtihanat and difficulties. But remember, I'm there for you all the time. And you can call on me whenever you want to. And if it is an emergency, we cannot lift our, we can't make 2 rakats of namaz at that time. We can't make dua at that time. While we are attending to the emergency, rushing somebody to hospital, somebody has just got a heart attack, but we can make our tawajjuh to Allah. And whenever Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, difficulties, hardships, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, turning to Allah, Allah is sufficient for me. Allah will see to all my needs. So that we should have in us. And for that also, the ta'alluq with Allah is necessary. Then that quality will come into a person. Otherwise, we don't think of Allah. Normally, unfortunately, we have any problem, if it's something to legal, we think of a lawyer. We say, if it's medical, we think of a doctor. We rush him to hospital, get a doctor, see to this. Financial, think of somebody who can help us. Go and ask this person for help. Only much later do we think of dua. If it's a medical problem, we could do see to doctors, etc. That doesn't help, we think of armies. That doesn't help, we think now of going to Maulanas for duas. That doesn't help, then Allah protect us. People think then of some witch doctors, of some sangomas also. That also doesn't help. Then at the last resort, we say, now only dua can help. Whereas dua was supposed to be the first thing. We put it right at the end and we say, only dua can help. And many times also, Allah brings halat on a person when he's not making tawajjuh to Allah. Allah wants him. Allah has made it that this person, I want him to turn to me. And I want to make him my favorite. And we are not turning to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah brings conditions on us. And finally, when we realize, I have to turn to Allah. How many people, because of the worldly problems, they became tahajjud guzar. they had this problem, they had that problem. Then they thought, they came in their mind, the only way is dua. And they started making tahajjud. Allah solved their problems also, and they were also faithful, they carried on with their tahajjud. Otherwise, many of us are such also. Once the problem is solved, then we forget our tahajjud also. We forget making du'as also. In essence, du'a is our connection with Allah. And Allah has given every person. We don't need a permit. We don't need a license. We don't have to pay any fees for the du'as. We can ask people for du'as. Even there are those type of buzurgs that for du'as also, you have to pay before they make du'as for you. And they say, kuch leke aoge, to kuch leke jaoge. If you bring something and give, then you will get something to take. Otherwise, no du'as also. But every person Allah has given us, every person can make his du'a directly to Allah and make his contact. And it's a real, real, real great. It's an ibadat also. It's a worship. It's a sawab also. And Allah, and also, when we make du'a, we don't ask people. We ask Allah Ta'ala, Allah gives us izzat. In His eyes also we have izzat. In the eyes of the people also. People also, this person, he was living hand to mouth. He lives hand, but he will never ask anyone. And you are asking, and if they come to know that in tahajjud you are asking, you are getting, they have more respect for you. This man makes tahajjud namaz. And he only asks Allah Ta'ala. And Allah won't tell anyone that this person came to me and he begged from me. And Allah will give honor. He won't make you zaleel. He won't disgrace you in the eyes of the people. He'll give you honor in the eyes of the people. And when we beg of people, then our izzat is gone also. Then every... So Allah... And also, when we... dua is such a thing that you want your needs to be satisfied. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will arrange it. Make people to come. And they will beg you then that we would like to do this for you. We'd like this for you. We tell them no. They will say no. It's our honor to do it for you. So Allah will give you, fulfill your needs. All this is what a dua a person can get. And one person, old person, he was passed away now. He says, whenever I had some ailment and I had to go to hospital doctor, I should make dua to Allah Ta'ala. That, Ya Allah, you make no car also. He should go take a lift. You make the arrangement of my lift also. And when I get to the doctor, you let him diagnose me properly. You let him prescribe the correct medicine also for me. Because if we go to the doctor, best doctor, how many times it happens? They diagnose wrongly. They prescribe wrong prescription. Many people went for one problem, they came back with 10 problems. Worse problems they came. So it's all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So all we should turn to dua, what du'as we should turn to Allah. This is also a great ibadat. And this month of Ramadan is a month of du'as also. A month that we should turn to Allah Ta'ala. And we should allocate our time also and spend our time in du'as also and ask for all our needs, the needs of our children, the needs of our family, our dunya's needs, our akhirat's needs, our deen's needs, all our needs we should beg of Allah. This is also one important ingredient in our whole system, that we should have time for du'as and make our du'as also seriously. May Allah give us tawfiq that we spend our time and we turn to Allah Ta'ala and beg of Him. And Allah loves the person who begs from Him. And Allah gives that person great izzat and honor. So may Allah Ta'ala, during this month now, during this little time, every day this time, this is also a time that we should turn. We see in the Haramain Sharifain, Allah open it up again. At this time, yeah, the whole harams are full. Everyone is busy making dua to Allah Ta'ala. How Allah must be loving that scene. May Allah grant us that again. And in the whole world at the moment now, we don't know in which house, which place, where, who is making duas. Also one great dua which comes that may give us a share in the duas of all the people of the world. All who are making good duas, oh Allah, may give us a share in those duas also. And we don't know really, there are such Allah's maqbool, choice bandas, bandis, males, females, young, old, learned, not learned, rich, poor, we don't know who is where and how they contact with Allah is and how they dua. And also it is sunnah to ask one another for duas also. Now we make duas also and we ask for duas also. May Allah bring this aspect also very much alive in our lives, and that we become we make that connection with Allah in duas all the time in our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah.